Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, May 6th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is south at 14 with gusts to 21 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.61 and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 7:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A prisoner serving time at the Kansas Department of Corrections Topeka facility has passed away. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports Asa Hashana Adams, 36, was serving a life sentence begun in late 2008 for first-degree murder in Sedgwick County. Adams was found unresponsive in her cell Saturday morning. Staff began life-saving measures until EMS arrived. Adams was pronounced dead by medical staff. An independent autopsy has been ordered and an investigation has been initiated by the Department of Corrections and the KBI. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
A new medical center just broke ground in Wichita. A 41-bed physical rehabilitation hospital will be under construction soon. On the site of the former Wichita Children's Home, it's a block north of Wesley Medical Center. When it's done later this year, the hospital will put 90 full-time staff members to work. The new $60 million facility will provide rehab for patients recovering from strokes, trauma, and spinal injuries. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor in Norton. Disability rights advocates applaud a budget provision meant to shorten wait times for disabled Kansans who need services, as lawmakers overrode Governor Kelly's veto to implement a provision that puts caps on the wait times for Kansans who want to receive state-funded disability services. Included in the state budget, the provision would forbid the waiting list from exceeding 6,800 people during the fiscal year that begins in July. Rocky Nichols, the executive director of the Disability Rights Center of Kansas, said the change is incredibly positive, and he said he really wants to commend the legislature for coming up with these provisions. The latest data shows 7,698 Kansans currently are waiting for services, with 5,342 people on the intellectual and developmental disabilities wait list and 2,356 people on the physical disability wait list. The legislature set aside $45.8 million available for fiscal year 2025 to fund services for 1,000 Kansans who are currently on the state's waiting list, divided evenly between people with intellectual and physical disabilities and those who have physical disabilities. The law requires the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services by January to provide the legislature with an estimate on the cost of keeping this cap in place. The legislature will have to pass a supplemental funding bill to cover the cost of keeping the list below the caps of $4,800 for the IDD wait list and $2,000 for the PD wait list. The wait lists have been a long intensifying problem. Kansans with intellectual or developmental disabilities are eligible for Medicaid-funded support waivers that cover a variety of needed services. And people who want to receive this assistance are placed on a waiting list supervised by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. But wait times can last more than 10 years, and more Kansans have been added to the slow-moving lists. Kansas Governor Kelly said she supported finding a solution on the wait times, but she vetoed the caps because of concerns about capacity if they were implemented, saying that by instituting a cap on the number on the wait list, the agency will be unable to maintain reserved capacity intended for specialty populations such as children coming into the Department for Children and Families custody and home and community-based services. The Senate voted 28-12 and the House 116-9 to override the governor's veto. The Grand Island, Nebraska Police Department announced that they arrested a Kansas correction supervisor on sex trafficking charges. In a news release from the Grand Island Police Department, the agency said it worked with the Norton County Sheriff's Office to serve an arrest warrant on 34-year-old Logan Runyon at his home in Norton. Police also served a search warrant to obtain evidence, though an affidavit in Hall County Court has been sealed, and Runyon was booked into the Norton County Jail. The Grand Island Police Department said this investigation started the first part of April 2024 when Runyon contacted a Grand Island Police Department investigator's undercover social media account. The communication between Runyon and the undercover officer, posing as an underage juvenile female, led to evidence of the crimes in which he was arrested. Logan Runyon will need to be extradited to Nebraska and charged in Hall County Court with sex trafficking of a minor, enticement by electronic device, and sexual assault. Social media accounts for the Norton Correctional Facility indicate Runyon is a correction supervisor in Kansas. The public is reminded that all subjects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Norton head track coach Chris DeLamont reported on the Oberlin Invitational that was held on April 30th, saying that they were fortunate enough to have another home meet due to Oberlin not being able to host their Invitational at home this year. And Norton's athletes took advantage of the day while setting 32 personal records. Athletes are only allowed to compete in 8 track meets prior to the regional meet, so a few of Norton's athletes sat out this meet so they could compete at the Colby Invitational. Coach added that they were pleased as a coaching staff to perform as they did with a somewhat limited squad. The overall team placements for the girls include Norton placing first with 113 points, Holdridge placing second with 104 points, and Hoxie placing third with 88 points. For the boys, Hoxie placed first with 125.5 points, Holdridge placed second with 106 points, Phillipsburg placed third with 67 points, and Norton placed seventh with 40 points. Coach DeLamont reported for the Colby Invitational that was held on May 3rd that they took a team of 18 to Colby to compete in a very competitive meet that included several teams that will be at the regional meet. The meet was cut short during the 300 hurdles due to severe weather, so a few of Norton's athletes missed out on the 800 and 200-meter races. There were still 10 personal records set, so they were happy with that, and Norton's throwers, 4x100 relay, won their race. The overall team placement for the girls, Nest City placed first with 71 points, Goodland placed second with 54.5 points, Colby placed third with 45 points, and Norton placed eighth with 26 points. For the boys, Holcomb placed first with 110 points, Goodland placed second with 62.5 points, Hoxie placed third with 47 points, and Norton placed seventh with 29 points. In Nebraska news, a woman who was accused of helping dispose of a murder weapon in northeast Nebraska has pled not guilty. 27-year-old Kaylin Sweezy entered the plea on Tuesday in Knox County District Court after being charged with evidence tampering, a Class 2 felony. On February 20th, Sweezy's boyfriend, alias Reed, is accused of shooting two men at a bowling alley in Bloomfield. Authorities in the city, a small town of about 1,000 people near the South Dakota border, found Curtis Strom and William Reffitt dead at the scene. The Nebraska State Patrol said Reed and Sweezy dumped the shotgun used in the slayings in a ditch west of town. An investigator said they also found cash stolen from the bowling alley. Reed is being treated at a mental hospital after a judge found that he was not mentally competent to stand trial, and the judge will reassess Reed's competency on May 16th. Sweezy's next court hearing is set for May 28th, and her trial is scheduled for August 19th. On Friday, the Lincoln Police Department reported that officers arrested Amanda Wright, who is being held in the Lancaster County Jail, on the charge of first-degree murder and the death of her husband. Police said officers were called to a residence in the area of North 50th and Greenwood Streets on August 23, 2023, where Zachary Svoboda was found dead. According to police, he died from methamphetamine and fentanyl overdose. After looking through evidence and witness statements, the Lincoln Police Department said it believes Svoboda's wife, Wright, devised and carried out a plan to cause her husband's death. The Lincoln Police Department said officers worked closely with the Lancaster County's Attorney's Office, updating on the case, and it's now been referred to the DA's office. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Listen, then speak. That's how I get to know you, your personal situation, and your individual goals. Hi, I'm Philip Eisenhagen, your Norton Edward Jones Financial Advisor. I believe that smart answers come from listening to your questions. Let me show you the Edward Jones difference. Contact me today at 785-877-3373. That's 877-3373. Listen, then speak. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
According to the unofficial minutes of the May 1st, 2024 Norton City Council meeting, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Ron Briery, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gelhausen, and Dale Jacobson, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the April 17, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 7 building permits presented for approval. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented Board of Zoning Resolution number 2024-02, granting a sidewall height variance at 803 North Brown. A motion was made by Jason Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve the Board of Zoning Resolution number 2024-02, which is a resolution approving the granting of a variance pursuant to Norton City Code 16405. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the application for curb replacement at 410 North 2nd, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the application for curb replacement at 204 East Waverly, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the application for sidewalk replacement at 320 North State, and the motion carried. And Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the emergency sirens, the police officers, and the duties they have been performing, and Eisenhower Drive. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to waive the first formal reading of Ordinance 1766, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 4, pertaining to unlawful parking, locations, and special parking and loading restrictions. Gerald noted that this ordinance amends Article 14404 of the City Norton City Code pertaining to unlawful parking locations to include on the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting 13 feet south of the center of the intersection of Eisenhower Drive and Armory Drive, then south 233 feet. It also makes 2 amendments to Article 14405 of the Norton City Code pertaining to special parking and loading restrictions. First, to include that the following location is designated as a loading-unloading zone while school is in session, which is the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting 275 feet south of the center of the intersection of Eisenhower Drive and Armory Drive, then south 170 feet. Second, the following location is hereby designated as a loading-unloading zone while school is in session between 7:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., and this is the west side of Eisenhower Drive, starting on the south edge of the crosswalk at Crane Street, going east, then south 100 feet. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to award Courtney Kaus a step pay increase on the pay scale. The motion carried. And a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dale Jacobson to award Jay Sharp a step pay increase on the pay scale. And the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dennis Gelhausen to authorize the purchase of 4 emergency siren controllers for the siren repairs, including the extra parts, for $13,252 plus time and materials from VLS Communications, with the technician at the current labor rate and IRS mileage rate for travel. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gelhausen and seconded by Jason Jones to establish an email group comprised of the city council members, designated staff, and city attorney for the dissemination of information, and that all the members commit to looking at it and act accordingly. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dale Jacobson reported that the Parks Committee met and discussed the cemetery, the upcoming pool season, and the tennis courts. Jim Miller reported that the tree board had their Arbor Day celebration on April 26th. And Dennis Gelhausen reminded everyone of the Joint Finance and Utility Committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. on May 13th. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gelhausen to approve the Paint the Town application for 320 North Norton, and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dale Jacobson and seconded by Dennis Gelhausen to donate $100 for the 2024 Norton Disc Golf Tournament. The motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gohausen and seconded by Dale Jacobson to approve appropriating ordinance number 9 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the meeting was then adjourned at 6:35 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For breakfast, you'll have rolled up sausage links, tater tots, mandarin oranges, apple juice, and milk. For lunch today, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your grab-and-go this morning will be bagel, fruit, juice, and milk. And your lunch today will be chicken strip sandwich, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your breakfast this morning will be cook's choice along with assorted cold cereal. And your lunch today is enchilada, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Edward Jones Investments. Philip Eisenhagen is your financial advisor here in Norton. Your KQNK weather forecast for today. There'll be showers and thunderstorms likely before 4 p.m., then a slight chance of showers, and some of the storms could be severe. It'll be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 75 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 40 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation of 70%. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 44 and breezy, with a west wind of 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour after midnight. And the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour tonight. On Tuesday, there'll be increasing clouds with a high near 75 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 68 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 68. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. And on Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be mostly sunny with a high near 74. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 59 degrees. It is 7:21.
ValleyVet.com. Ranchers, have you been thinking about freeze branding those replacement heifers? Valley Vet Supply has number sets and can make your own custom brand as well. Valley Vet also is your headquarters for electric brands, tattoo equipment, and ear tags, including Z-Tags, Y-Tags, and All-Flex, as well as EID tags. And you can safeguard your calf crop by using a special 2-inch calf brand from Valley Vet. No matter where you live, you always get neighborly customer service, expert advice, and quick shipping. Everything for your cattle and ranch horses at Valley Vet in Marysville. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The month of May is Melanoma and Skin Cancer Awareness Month. With over 5 million Americans affected each year, Norton County Hospital and Clinic would like to shed some light on the importance of sun safety and skin health. Whether you're enjoying a day at the lake, gardening in your backyard, or simply taking a walk, remember to wear sunscreen, protective clothing, and to seek shade whenever possible. Take these simple steps to reduce your risk and have a sun-safe summer.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.